Holding on, Jackie's. You better believe I'm holding on, Queen Jackie's. Holding on, you better believe I'm holding on. Holding on, you better believe I'm. Welcome, welcome. Welcome to Sisters United Talk Show. Lisa, I'm excited about today's show. I woke up this morning. I said, I got to put on the cherry wig for this show. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. Got to do cherry for this show. How you doing, Glory?
I'm blessed. I'm feeling wonderful today. I really love the look on you. It's really beautiful. It just pops. I really love that look on you.
Thank you. And I what I'm talking about. I got to get with you.
Yeah, absolutely. I got you.
Yeah. All right, let's go ahead and click another one of our hosts in. I'm excited about her being on the show today. What's up, Keisha? Oh my God.
They gave me the opportunity to come in late Wednesday. I was like, yes, I can come in late Wednesday.
Yes, let me tell y'all something. Keisha had to go to work, and I was like, Lord, I'm going to miss Keisha. And Keisha sent me a message, and I said, the show is going to, listen, it's on. It's on. So how you feeling, Keisha? What's going on with you? How you feeling?
I feel pretty good. I'm doing really well, doing good or whatever. I miss you guys too. Whenever I can sneak a peek at work, between people running in and out of the office and all kind of stuff going on, I click on when I can. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's just crazy.
Yes, and we get all of your comments, and I love it, love it, love it.
Good.
I'm gonna start the show off. We're gonna go into some questions, right? And okay. These are questions you would ask your friends, you know, maybe at parties, maybe y'all have a question game or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's just getting to know each other. You know, we always talking about the Lord, but I want us to, you know, do a girlfriend thing to start off this morning and see learn a little bit more about each other. How about that?
That's great, great, great.
All right, we'll start our first question. What embarrasses you the most, or what's been your most embarrassing moment? Who wanna start?
Okay. So I am not one that is easily embarrassed at all. Because mm-hmm. life happens, and it, you know, when life happens, it just don't bother me. But I did have an embarrassing moment. So I go out and put the trash out. This is when the guy still hung out the back of the trash, you know, truck. Not like the cute ones that they have now that do everything. So I am a pajama person. I sleep in pajamas. I sleep in a gown. That's how I sleep. So this particular day, I did not sleep in pajamas, but that's what I'm used to doing. And I had a t-shirt on and just my unmentionables. Can I say unmentionables? Okay.
Yeah, underwear. Yeah, you're right.
And I didn't put the trash out the night before. And I heard the trash truck out. So I just jumped up out of my sleep, grabbed the trash bags, and I ran outside. So I was in the middle of my yard when I realized, oh my goodness. So I just threw the trash at the street and ran back in the house. Then I stuck my head out the curtains to look to see did I see anybody outside. But you know what's funny? After that, my neighbor next door started cutting my grass. I never, I'm serious, like from then, I never cut the grass no more, so I don't know. I'm just saying, I didn't see him out there, but I wasn't trying to make sure it was somebody out there when I was out there. I was so embarrassed. So now I make sure I have on pajamas because you never know when you're going to have to run out there.
Oh my God! See, that sound like something I would have did. You know, I think because if that happened to me, I'll tell you. Blue ran out that door, and somebody was, you know, Blue done got big.
He ran out that door,
and James calling, but James can't. You know, he don't come to James, right? Mm-hmm. I hear him barking. All I can think about is Blue gonna bite somebody. They gonna shoot my dog, and Blue just a puppy. He like to play. Girl, I jumped out the shower, threw on a muumuu, just so happened to be a short muumuu, girl. Run out the door after Blue, girl went to bend over, and that's how she wrote.
Oh Lord!
My daughter was like, "Mama," I was like, "What's wrong?"
She said, "What's wrong?"
Oh wait!
Oh my goodness!
I was like, "What's wrong?" Oh, what's happening? Goodness. Baby, I was so embarrassed. Goodness. I said, Lord have mercy. Wow. Okay. What about you, Glory?
You know what? It was a time where when I first started wearing wigs and I started this new job and we was in training and my computer screen wasn't working or whatever. And I guess I unplugged it or something happened where the wires was kind of like messed up or whatever, and I had to go plug it back in. So I got under the desk, and when I came from under that desk, my wig caught on something under that desk.
Oh no.
And baby, let me tell you, that was it for me. That was it. Braids was everywhere. I mean, the wig was cute, but under that wig, baby, I mean, that was a laugh for the week.
Oh my God.
So yes.
Mm-hmm. Listen, I'm gonna give an embarrassing moment. I shared on Keisha's, but let me give y'all this one. I just thought about it. I was trying to think of my most embarrassing moment. I think it was when I was in school and I had bad acne. Oh my Jesus, bad acne. But I was a journal writer, right? And see, I was in a country where they are very nosy, okay? So I was writing in my journal. I was so mad that I had a pimple. And, you know, kids are cruel, too. I went to the restroom went to the restroom, came back, and a boy that I really liked was reading my journal.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
He would have got a two-piece to the eyes. I'm sorry. I would have got him.
I was too busy in shock. I was like, oh my God. Out of all the people, they could have picked it up and saw me. Why it had to be him? Yeah. I was so embarrassed. Oh my God. And see, I had one of the mamas that I still had to go to school the next day. I had one of those mamas.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gone.
Yeah. Shouldn't have been writing that journal doing class anyway.
Yeah. Oh my God. Mm-hmm. She said, you go.
Hey, Rita!
Rita's in the building.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, Rita. Now, we're asking some questions, Rita, today. And the question is, what embarrasses you, or what was your most embarrassing moment?
Ooh. don't quite remember right off the top of my head. I'm sure I've had some. You have to come back to that.
Okay.
It's too early to that.
Okay, think on that question. Okay, I got another one. Everybody ready? Oh my God. I got another one. Well, this one ain't that bad. It says, what's your biggest fear. Hello, Andrew.
Okay, let's see. Biggest fear.
Biggest
fear. Well, I'm going to tell you. So, like, my biggest fear is something happening to me. And, like, you know, my baby, you know, not being okay. You know what I'm saying? Or something like that.
Yeah.
And I'm horrified. Like, I don't like flying things. So, you know, I have natural hair. And another thing too, like I don't do spiders. Anybody, I would get a spider my whole life. Like you can have my car, my keys, you can hold me up literally with a jar of spiders. Okay, you can have it all with the spiders. So, but one getting in my hair, like when my hair is just loose and all over the place, that's pretty scary to me too.
Yeah, I'm not a spider person either. Jesus, be a fence.
Yes.
I'm gonna tell you why I'm not a spider person. Because I was living in the country and I had to do a house in a cul-de-sac, right? And I walked outside, right? And you know, out in the country they have huge grasshoppers, right? And flying creepy things.
Yeah.
Okay. And it'd be right outside the door where the light is, right? And so I had walked outside, and it was a huge spider, like a huge spider. Well, I can go back into time and tell you another, but I'm going to tell you about this one. Huge spider, right? I decided I'm going to kill this spider. I said, This spider will not have power over me. I'm killing it, right? I grabbed the broom, and I hit that spider. And honey, when I tell you millions of spiders ran from one spider.
Oh yes.
John DeRita. I said, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing spiders. They gonna have to just, hey, I'm not doing it. I can't.
That happened in my house one time, the same thing. I sprayed it. But like those they ride on the back of the mamas. And I had a friend on Facebook that posted one time, she was outside and their eyes glow like at night. Like they light up. If you shine a light up, or if you just see them in the dark, you'll see the spider with all these little illuminating things on them. And that's all of the little babies on the back with their little eyes showing. And oh my goodness, no, I don't. Yeah, me and spiders. And then when you were talking about the country, so you know, I trail ride and stuff like that. They had these banana spiders that's about this big in a tree.
Yes, they do.
They're about and they're like yellow and red. Oh my goodness.
Jesus.
One of those was crawling up the side, had got out the tree. I was ready to pack up camp and everything and go to my house. And my daughter's daddy was looking at me like, are you serious? Yes. Y'all get rid of him or I'm going. Y'all gonna get rid of me. So I'm telling you, you can carjack me with some spiders. You ain't gonna have them.
What you say, Keisha? Take my money, my house, and my car.
Okay. Yeah, I can't do it.
We're dealing with these spiders. Girl, I'm telling you, when I was a kid, that it was a tarantula in the tub with me.
Ooh.
I told my mama from that moment, and you know, like I say, what's wrong, Glory? Like I say. That's and you know the tarantulas is about this big, okay. And I was in that tub with that tarantula at a young age. They ruined me. No, not gonna do spiders. Okay, Glory, biggest fear.
You know what? I'll have to say, I don't like rats. I fear something crawling on me like a rat. Like, you know, I can deal with a spider because I know, but rats, like, I mean, the idea of knowing rats, mouses, like we had a big lizard and they eat rats. We had a big
You had a monitor?
Yeah, it was huge. I don't know. I forgot what kind of lizard it was. I know it was one. We had a mama and a daddy together in a big, you know, cage. We built this big cage. And they were snapping lizards. Like, they was very, very mean. If you didn't go 1 or 2, 3 days without feeding them, they're not the nicest lizards. So we would feed them rats. And somehow one of my brothers ended up leaving the rat, you know, the like the bucket where the rats was in. He left it open. And let me tell you, I was in the restroom and a rat came on that. I was on top of the toilet, like
Penny, really? Really? Come here.
I don't do rats. Mm-mm.
Yeah, he would have been known as the rat wrangler because I would have got him a rope and he would have had to take care of that.
Exactly. That's my fear. Baby, I would have been on the roof. They're going to say, how you get on the roof?
Baby, I deal with that rat. If you take my spider, I will wrestle a 500-pound man. Oh, you put a spider? I don't do spiders. I'm sorry, Gloria.
Take my spider. I trade you the rat for a rat.
I take the rat. You take the spider. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jesus, all around me every day. All right, Rita. Biggest fear.
I would say water. Wait a minute, let me explain.
Because I'm like,
who are you looking like?
I'm like, okay.
Like, lots of water, like the ocean, like being in, on cruises and stuff.
Yeah.
Massive amount of water, let's put it like that.
Too much to drink. I said, you on a cruise boat, that ocean, that's too much to drink.
Right. And I don't know how to swim. So, you know, I'm just afraid. I mean, I be wanting to go on a cruise or whatever. But then when I see all that water, I'm just like, oh, geez. Like, I don't know. I be thinking the worst case scenario. Ooh. And I remember, what was it, ninth grade? I was in student council. And my first time, unfortunately, I had never been to Galveston. And my first time going to Galveston was with my school. And we was on this, you know, the bumpy ride, big yellow school bus, the rough riders you can never take to Galveston. And so I had laid down and I had got up and I seen all of that water. I had never seen like that much water. Like, it freaked me out. I was like, wait a minute. I mean, because on both, we was on a bridge, and on both sides, there's nothing but water. You can't even see the line of the water. Yeah. And so that kind of like freaked me out. And I'm just like, yeah. So, like, my niece, if you come over, they were like, can we swim? Nope. Mm-mm. Nah. Because I'm like, look, anything happen to y'all on my clock? No, I can't swim. Like, it just freaks me out. Not regular water, like bath water and drinking water. No, when you see that massive amount of water, like, it's just, I don't know. I want to do a cruise, but
Rita, Sisters United gonna go on a cruise.
No,
we gonna pick you up. You're going.
Woo! I'd be like, okay, let me get my. I want to go. I want to do this, but then I'm not that long on water. I'm like, like, we're
just gonna blindfold.
Might be,
we're
going like a fish, but ocean
I be
water,
thinking we're gonna sink or whatever. I'm be like, I'll be thinking
of
Titanic.
Gonna have to take your baby step, put you on the ferry in Galveston first.
Yeah, yeah.
There are so many, even on the ferry in Galveston, there are many more life jackets than I've ever been on there with people. You know, and then they have the little boats or whatever. So, like, the let me tell you, with a life jacket, because you can drown with a life jacket if you fight
right,
the water. You put that life jacket on, all you got to do is lay down. That's what I'm saying. All you got to do, you don't have to do anything. You're going to float with the life jacket. But if you're doing all of this, What you gonna do is go under. You a Bible backup.
You right. Like you panic.
A Bible, what do you See. Call it? A float for somebody fishing when the fish pulling the thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, with a life jacket on, all you have to do is be there. And you'll be okay. But we're gonna have to take you in baby steps. We're gonna have to go on a ferry.
I've actually been on one before, actually, but it's like I can't really enjoy it because I'm looking at all this water.
We're gonna have to do it several times to get you comfortable. I've never been on a cruise, but you have to get so confident. But ocean water, like ocean water and all of that, is different from swimming pool water because I swim like a fish. But I went to Maryland one summer and like the Inner Harbor in Baltimore. They have these little boats, and you're like in this boat just right there, and you have to, you know, like a pedal, like a bicycle. Yeah. I did not like that. The currents were kind of rough, and I guess I wasn't in that much of a shape. I was younger, but being out there, I did not like that at all.
Yeah.
I got out so far, and I went ahead and went back because I'm like, this right here, I didn't feel like I had control. So it's different, but when you're on a big boat like that, I don't know about a cruise, but I know just the little ferry in Galveston, there are two boats on the little ferry in Galveston and many life jackets. So the probability of you drowning on a cruise ship is not very high because the whole boat got to sink first.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So,
That's all right, Rita. That's all right, Rita. You ain't going to even know you got on the boat.
That's what I hear. You don't even realize.
We're gonna take your little mask off, and you're gonna already be on the boat.
Yeah, it may not be, you know how fear is, but it may not be as crazy as I'm imagining.
Yeah.
You know, that tell me about their cruise and they look like they have a nice time. The water be pretty. They be taking pictures of sunsets and stuff. And I don't want to get on there and not even enjoy the moment because I'm done psyching myself out. So yeah, I don't think it's probably as bad as I'm imagining, but it's just, it freaks me out when I think about it.
Yeah.
Okay, I got a fear. It's called roller coasters. I ain't getting on them. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. Listen. First of all, the first roller coaster I got on, it didn't go well. I didn't understand what was happening. I'm just saying, you know. And ever since then, let me tell y'all how bad it was. When Astroworld was open and all my friends wanted to go, I rode the wagon wheel while they rode everything else.
Oh, wow.
Boom.
You wouldn't even get up the Excalibur? Excalibur was that little one.
Oh. No, I'm not doing it.
You're not going to talk about the cyclone then.
Yeah.
See, let me tell y'all something. I'm going to tell you how it happened because I wasn't getting no one, but then I was looking at this man. He's a man now, but he's a boy. I was looking at him. He was fine. I was like, I'm getting on this ride because he said, ride this ride with me. I was like, okay, get on the ride, girl. Listen, the buggy going this way, the wheel going around, the thing kept, he was on there like, this is what, I'm on there talking about, oh, Lord Jesus, I'm about to die. Enjoy. When I got off of that ride, I promised myself to never get on one again. I said, I'm not doing it. It's too much going on. You understand me? You don't know if you're gonna throw up. You don't know if your heart gonna burst. You don't know if your stomach is gonna flip it. I don't know what was happening to me. All I know is adrenaline junkies, y'all can have it. Roller coasters, not for me. Not doing it.
Yeah. Make sure you stay away from that one in Kima. Don't even try it because it's horrible. That bullet is no joke.
Yeah, I got one. I think it was called a thunder, sizzling lightning, or something like that.
Dreams lightning.
Astroworld.
Yeah, that was a hell of a ride right there.
Yes, okay. I was following my brother, and you know, we was excited. And maybe I was like, never again. That thing took me upside down and around the corner from the east to the west. And I was just like, Jesus be a fist.
I got stuck on that ride for 2 hours.
I thought I was going to die.
On the part where it's turning up.
Yeah.
Like right there. He was stuck like that.
Baby, I'm not playing those type of games.
It was scary at first, but after a while, it was like, okay.
For those of y'all that's watching, that roller coaster, listen, that thing way up in the air, then it just dropped. I don't know what ride that is.
The Skyscreamer, girl.
Hey.
The dungeon drop?
Yes, I
would got that. Was another
all I know is when they used to do them Astroworld commercials or Six Flags, one of them, and you see them people strapped to that thing at the top and that thing just dropped. Now I'm watching it on TV and I'm listen. I can't.
Yeah,
even
the dungeon
watch.
Drop was another one. You like sitting there and your feet dangling on the dungeon drop, but the skyscraper, you in a little contraption and just go down like an L. Yeah,
then
the dungeon drop
dropped.
Was a little bit some more something else. Yeah, that one was.
No, that was scary.
Yeah.
Well,
especially because your feet just dangling.
Yeah.
Okay. See that dangling feet, dangling thing. See, I'll be saying, Lord, I be talking about my leg. I'll be like, they, y'all not gonna strap these my legs in? No, they just dangle. No, I don't do the dangle on the legs. I want to walk. I really appreciate God for giving them to me. I don't want you to have them just and you finna just flip and you know. No, I'm good. We not doing
dungeon drop so bad because you know you just go straight up in the air. You just so many feet in the air, and then all of a sudden they bring you down, and all of a sudden it stops and boom, it just drops.
Yeah. No man, no man.
That's not as bad as the roller coasters.
Listen,
I'm pretty sure you gotta prepare your heart for that drop.
Hey, Keisha, that's gonna lead to a most embarrassing moment.
Oh, no.
She gonna be like, let me off. I wanna get off. She gonna be all that time. So let me off. Get me up off of here.
Look, I'm gonna be like, I am officially embarrassed. Cause no, I just don't. I mean, just raise me up and drop me down. I'm not doing it. I can't. I think it's the control of it. Since I can't control what's happening to me, I can't deal. I can't. That's why I couldn't do drugs. You know, I couldn't do drugs because I couldn't control what you know how you know. I'm telling y'all, when I graduated from high school, you know, the dude I was talking to, he was smoking a what they call them, a Swisher Sweet or whatever. Mm-hmm. I think that I'm grown. I don't know if it was laced with embalming fluid or what. I'm thinking I'm grown. I'm at my mama's house. I work at Popeyes. I got it going on. I got some money, right? He said, here, baby, hit this. I'm like, yeah, I'm cool. I can hit this. Baby, I was laughing. I was crying. I was, you know, I don't even know what was happening around me. That's how I knew that I don't have an addictive spirit. I can't do that. Yeah. I can't do it. If I can't control what I'm doing, I can't do drugs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Can't do drugs. Yeah.
I know
okay, y'all. It's time for the topic. Glory got us a good topic. And I'm excited about it. So go ahead, Glory.
So today's topic is, why do we keep repeating cycles? Why we keep repeating cycles? Why we keep going through the same thing over and over again? Like, why is it that we hit the same phase in the same season of every year? We get the same cycle. Why are cycles constantly being repeated? So here's my first, this is my first little option. This is what I said, the reason why some people continue to be in the same cycle is some people don't even recognize they're in a cycle.
Yeah, yeah.
That was my first one. Some people do not even recognize that they are in a cycle. They don't even, you know, it don't never dawn on them that, man, I keep doing this over and over. Like, I'm in this phase again. Like, they get so comfortable with life, you know, or they have gotten so accustomed to the cycle, they don't even know that it's like a cycle.
Yeah.
So that was my first point. You know, I have others, but I just want to let, I want somebody else to, you know, elaborate on that topic.
I think because people, when you continue to go through the same thing, you haven't learned. I mean, you gotta, that's just like if you're in a school and you just repeat the same grade because you haven't got past that level, or you continue to go through the same thing over and over again. It's like you'll be continually tested again, you know, if you fail this, and then eventually, okay, I mean, it's apparently I didn't learn the first time. So, like you said, if they recognize that, hey, I'm in this situation again, because you're repeating the same thing over and over again and not recognizing that you have not learned your lesson as to, okay, if I was in a bad relationship and then boom, I get in another one, I'm like, you didn't catch that last vibe, like you in it again. And so, and it'll continue. It's just like a curse. It continues over and over and over again until something, the light bulb clicking, like, okay, you know, everybody else can see it, but you may, like you said, you may not see it. But my only take is that until you learn, you're going to continue to go through it over and over again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's a little deeper than that. My thoughts about it. So where did this person come from? You know, like the home, where did they come from? Because our experiences, so I always say there are two truths. There's the actual truth that everybody else can see, and then it's your truth. That's the way that you, the way that you dissolve,
yeah,
you know, the things that happened around you. Both of them are very true, you know, because if you feel it, that's your truth. So I think that people have personalities that attract the same things. The same type of people that they associate themselves with, the type of guys that they meet, you know, it's the same thing. So I think that it's not a matter of not knowing, or I think that it's just a matter of doing what you do.
Yeah.
You know, like naturally, because this is, you know, where you come from. I always like to say, if everybody in your house walks backwards and you never are outside of that house, out of that situation, out of that mindset, when you take your first step out the door, you're going to take your step out backwards, and you're trying to figure out what's wrong with everybody else.
Yeah.
You know, or whatever. So, you know, and I think that a lot of times, because I really and truly feel that people don't really want to be in, well, I won't say that, because some of them do. Some people like to play victim. Mm-hmm. They like to be the victim because it gives them attention. Yeah. You know, but I think that it's just more than that. And unless you have a come to Jesus moment, or unless you have something like extreme that happens that'll take you to another path or another place, you're just doing what it is that you know to do, or that you're used to doing.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
I think both of y'all right, because I was thinking a little bit about what Rita said, and I was thinking a little bit about what Keisha said, because if whatever is in a person is going to come out, you know, whatever they have learned, whatever they have picked up, whatever they were trained to do. See, sometimes we don't realize that our childhood and all of that is training for adulthood. So you're going to keep trying something till it works, because you thought it worked for your mom, or you thought it worked for your father, or you thought. So it's like something in you that says, I'm going to keep on at this my way because it worked for my mom. You get what I'm saying? Or I'm going to keep doing it my way because I'm trying to prove other people wrong. You get what I'm saying? Because some people get into patterns and they stay in them, because so many people have said, look at you, there you go again. So something in you, because, you know, we have this pride thing, and we don't like for people sometimes we don't like for people to correct us or tell us it's a better way. We want to believe that our way is the best way. You know what I'm saying? Or we don't want to, especially like you said, Keisha, if somebody come up in a household and say, for instance, a man comes in a household where it was only women, right? When he gets grown, he's probably not going to want a woman to tell him nothing, depending on how he was treated. He's right. not going to want a woman to tell him nothing. You get what I'm saying? So he might
grow up to the women that was around him.
Exactly. Right. So he may grow up and say, well, I'm not going to let no woman tell me what to do. So it begins a pattern or a cycle in his life where he keeps breaking up with women, or he becomes, or same thing with a woman.
Mm-hmm.
When we go through things with, like me, I'll use myself for example. I've always been attracted to older men, you know, but I was always looking for that same person, not a father figure, but somebody that had a grown mindset. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. One that knew how to do things. You know, I'm a multi-talented person, and I always listen to what my dad said. And so I love that voice that knows how to do things, right? Mm-hmm. Now, I kept repeating a cycle of getting involved with older men, even though they wasn't worth, some of them weren't worth nothing. Do you understand what I'm saying? But I had this thing in me that I had to ask God to deliver me from, so that I can see clearly, so that I can function. You get what I'm saying? So because I started writing down, because, you know, like I said, I'm a journalist. I started noticing some of my patterns. And when you're able to take responsibility for where you are in your life, you can stop a cycle. You know, yeah. You can stop and repeat.
Yes.
You know, what happens when you're in this cycle and you get so attracted to the benefits in the cycle?
Oh, come on.
So some people keep repeating the same cycles because they are accustomed to the benefits that comes along with the cycle. So the reason is you keep going back to and repeating the same situation over and over again because of what it offers you, or what comfortability it gives you, or when you get to a certain point in your life, or a certain emotion, or a certain, you know, people go through things all the time, but then everybody has a certain thing they fall to, or they find comfort in, and it destroys them. You know what I'm saying? Some people have, they never overcome the weakness in the cycle.
Oh, come on.
So it's like God is not going to take you out of something if you're not going to want to learn how to overcome. Like, you know, if he removes you from a certain situation, but if you have yet to gain strength in your mind, or you have yet to overcome the thing that he pulled you out of, you're going to go back.
You're going to go back.
You know what I'm saying? So it's important that you figure out what the weakness is. Like, what is my weakness? What keeps causing me to keep going back to my vomit? Or what keeps causing me to repeat the same situations over again, but a different way? It's the same situation, but it comes in a different form. You know what I'm saying? You just have to recognize how it's coming and know how to respond to it differently.
Right. And then do those benefits outweigh the destruction?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You have to be in a position. But like I said, some people are masters of damsels in distress. Baby, you know, everybody's down on me.
You know, whatever.
And some women run, you know, they're men that want to be heroes, but they're women too. And they haven't talked to nobody in the family or whatever, but they so bad to him. Let me love on him. And now he's done this all his life and he's 50 years old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Come on. Tell the truth.
You know?
Yeah.
Another thing I was thinking about while Gloria was talking was the fear of the unknown.
Yeah.
The comfort zone of the cycle. You know, it's like, you know what you're going to get in this cycle. You know what to expect from that cycle. That's your comfort zone. And even though, because, you know, God can send you a sign and let you know that what you're doing is dysfunctional or it's unhealthy, your cycle is unhealthy, but it's up to you to make a decision. Hey, like we talked about fear earlier, am I going to take this leap and trust God to show me something different. Because even in the cycle, sometimes God will send people that will take your hand and get you and lead you out the cycle. But again, you have to be willing to get out of it. But
stay some of out us of
have,
it.
Have found comfort in the cycle. You know, I like Gloria was saying, she was talking about the payoff of the cycle, the payoff of it, you know. In the cycle, like Keisha was saying, I get attention. In the cycle, I know somebody gonna help me pay my bills. In the cycle, you get what I'm saying? I get attention. Whereas I don't know if I step out and become victorious, will I still get that same payoff? You get what I'm saying? Because right. it's always something that somebody needs from that cycle that they were getting from that cycle in order for it to begin anyway.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. That's a good point.
Yeah,
that is really a good point.
But some people, they're not even getting anything out the cycle. And you kind of still wonder, why do you continue to go through, like you say, you'll get out the situation and somehow something in you will cause you, whatever it is, to go back. And I think sometimes it is because of you're familiar with what you know, and it's a weakness. And the thing is, I was talking about it earlier, weakness. Sometimes you have to do that self-evaluation to see, okay, what is my weakness? And you have to ask God and strengthen your weakness, because your weakness is what's causing you to continue to go back to you can't go forward because you're constantly going back.
Right.
And the thing is, when you do go forward, you do get a step ahead, then you take 10 steps back. And it's not that you want to, it's just something in you that and when we speak of it biblically, you bound by something that you have no control over. You, the Bible even say, when I try to do good, evil is always present. So, you know, it's like, you know, you bound to say, when I want to do right, I can't even do right. You have a mind, because it has to take a fight. And the thing is, sometimes once we realize what that thing is, you have to do the self-evaluation and realize, okay, look, why am I continuing going through the same cycle? What am I benefiting from this? Like I said, in a lot of people's situations I've seen, they're not even benefiting from it, but they continue to go back to it. And you try to figure out, okay, a person has to be tired. You know, thing is, if you're not tired, no matter how many people come get you out this situation, and we fighting for you, we'll go to the pits of hell for you.
Yeah,
but you. And then you turn right back around and go right back. And it's just like somebody in a domestic violence situation. You wonder, like, you getting beat every night. You got black eyes, your face bloody, and then we get you out the situation. And you like, okay, what is it in you that make you go back? It's not beneficial.
But see, you're talking about, first of all, you have to get to the root. I always, you know, we can talk about cycles, we can talk about habits, we can talk about upbringing and all of that. But a lot of our dysfunction or unhealthy habits come from a place of denial. You have to be able to go back and find out, where did this start at? Where did I pick this up from? And I call it, y'all know they're preaching me, I call it canceling a contract, you know, because when you keep repeating something that you learned or something that you picked up, or avoiding something that happened to you, you get what I'm saying? Because in order for me to avoid something, I gotta put something in its place. So I gotta start something that will, just like a drug addict. A drug addict, they taking their drug to self-medicate, right? So it's the same thing when a person starts a habit. A habit is just like, it's self-medicating for some people. Okay, I'm gonna go out and club. I'm gonna go out and do this. I'm gonna go be destructive. I'm the life of the party. I'm the this, that, and the other. Mm-hmm. But it's something like you were saying, it's something on the inside of you, or something that you went through, or something that you experienced, that caused this habit to form, that caused this endless cycle. But not just being willing to change it, but being willing to go back and identify what started it. Because if you don't get to the root of it, regardless of how you climb out the ditch or whatever you did to get in it,
It's you gonna keep on going.
That's right. That's why that cycle keep repeating. Until you sit down and say, I'm ready, like you say, get you tired. I'm ready. Lord, show me. Or because sometimes we forget. We forget about what happened to us. We forget about for example, a lady was raped, right? So she, and I think I talked about this before on the show. So she wanted to control everything around her. Everything that you know, everybody that come around her, she got to control the situation. She got to control it. So to sit down and talk with her, I had to get to the root. She had forgot what happened to her when she was younger. When she was able to get that out, cry about it, a whole lot of patterns that she had started in her life, she started saying, you know, I don't need that anymore. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, I see why I was doing this. I don't need that anymore. And it started a journey of healing for her. It started a journey of new discoveries for her. You know, she wasn't that scared to see what else God, you know, what else she could get out of her life, you know. But I think that that's a major part. You got to find out what the root of it is, what where that behavior came from. And you have to cancel it. Because once you see it, you can conquer it. Once you can identify it, you can conquer it.
You know what it is. Yes.
Yeah. If you don't never know what it is, then you're going to keep repeating it.
Exactly.
And you know what else? If you're on the outside of the cycle, people who are in the cycle, you know, the person that's on the outside have a way of playing, being the prey. Like they recognize it. And they hold you hostage because they like the idea of you needing them all the time.
Come on.
So they play your emotions, and this works both ways, because not only the person that's in the cycle, but the person on the outside, they recognize the same habits that you have, the same thing that you keep repeating, the same wants, the same desires that you keep coming back for. They recognize it, but because they are mentally unstable or dysfunctional, their own mindset, they preying on you. You know what I mean? Like it's so important. You got to have the spirit of discernment. You got to have a relationship with God. Like you don't have to keep going back to the thing, the very thing that's, you know what I'm saying, that's holding you hostage, because they're hostage. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You can't be the prey. You know what I'm saying? Like you have to know. You just have to know that you know that this thing is not something that's healthy, you know, for me. You know what I'm saying? So once you recognize it, it's really up to you to decide like how you're gonna respond to it.
That's
and
right.
A lot of people too, but once you kind of know that something, you know, might, once you know that, okay, this is an issue, you have to be okay with losing it.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Some people are not okay with losing it.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, I know this is not good for me. This is not the best. I know that I deserve better, but it's that comfortability thing. I know that I deserve better, but I know with this, I'm not getting beat up. I know with this, I'm not getting, you know, whatever. But also with this, I'm not getting love and affection. I'm not getting that spiritual feeding that I need, you know, from my, you know, significant other or from my friend or, you know, whatever. This person's really not happy for me, you know, whatever. But I know with this is what I'm getting. If I step outside of this, I don't know what I'm getting. You have to be okay with saying adios.
Yeah.
You know, or whatever. And you know, like pray through it. I don't know. It's just, and then like with all of this stuff going on now, people are just kind of clinging on the, you know, clinging on the crazy stuff, you know, whatever.
Yes.
I say crazy. And when I say crazy, I mean like things that, you know, I can't see. It's not crazy for you. I'm not calling anybody crazy.
Yeah.
But, you know, just things that are kind of in disarray because, you know, of everything that's going on.
Yeah.
You are enough. Rita, tell them. They are enough.
Come on, okay. Rita. Tell
you
them.
You are totally worthy. You are totally worthy.
Yes.
And it's okay. You know, it's okay to, you know, to step out, to do something else, to let go. Yes, or enough. Yes, we got our shirt on. You know, it's okay to try different stuff.
Yeah.
You know, you might not like the jalapenos and you might want the bell pepper peppers. You know what I'm saying? Maybe not that, you know, but it's okay. And once you step out of what you're comfortable with, I mean, it's a whole nother world.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, it's a whole nother world.
Some people are familiar, like you said, they are, that's what they're familiar with, and they afraid of the unknown, so they continue the same cycle, or they afraid to break it off, or whatever the case is. And but there is could be better for you. But if you don't never take the time to say, okay, this cannot be it, or I don't want to start over with somebody else. I mean, if we even when we speak from relationship form, but the thing is, that's when you get that mind frame of, oh, all men are the same, or all women are the same, because you're attracted to the same type of people. And you get this mind frame, or you in this relationship, oh, girl, all men the same, so I might as well just keep this little piece of man and keep it gone by my day. But no, it's the same type of men or people that you are attracting. Not all of them are the same. Not all of them are deadbeats. Not all, but for some reason, them the ones you like. You want the thugs, you want the this show taste, then don't blame it on everybody else, because these are the people you continually being attracted to.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
I mean, so
God, I just, oh, this word just popped in my spirit. These two words, self-sabotage, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of things, and this could be, because sometimes we think this only cycles only repeat in relationships, but it repeats when it comes to your the rest of your, you know, your whole entire life. But sometimes we think it don't affect, this is just what I do, you know, in my spare time or whatever. But self-sabotage happens in so many different ways, you know.
Right.
That cycle, it's kind of like a person that gets in a good relationship, right? And because they're not getting that payoff that they usually get, so they're going to self-sabotage it, you know. Mm-hmm. Anytime they get close to something healthy, they don't realize, sometimes people don't realize it. But they start sabotaging it. It's the same thing. Some people have a problem coming out of poverty. They'll self-sabotage themselves so they can stay in poverty, because, like I say, they know what they're going to get. You know, I know what I can get out of this. I know, let me just go into, I know the benefits I can go apply for if I stay in this income range, right? But if I start working and I start doing this, you know, if I lose my job, it's like a self Sabbath, it's a mindset, like Keisha was saying earlier. It's a
manipulation.
Mindset. Yeah, it's a game that you're playing with yourself.
With
you
know what I'm saying? Right.
You don't realize that you're the one losing when you're playing this type of game. You're the one who's losing. You think that you have got rid of this person, and that's the trick of the enemy. He makes you think that you're the one winning. Because you got control, can't nobody mess over you, can't nobody do this, that, and the other. But you're self-sabotaging. You are putting yourself in a place where you are constantly in an unhealthy situation. Yeah. You are constantly having to rebuild. You're constantly having to start over. You're constantly having to, you get what I'm saying? So I think that a lot of times with these cycles, self-sabotaging is a major, major part of it. Because some, like Keisha was saying, and I think Gloria said it too, your worth. You really don't know your worth yet. Some folk don't know their worth. They don't know that it's so much that they can do with their lives, and God has so much in store for them. They don't really accept it. They don't really believe it for themselves. So guess what? This going too good. I'm finna get out of this. You know? And I'm going to get back into something unhealthy. You know, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But if these cycles will take you on a whole journey that you really didn't sign up for. Mm-hmm. But that's what cycles do.
Mm-hmm.
Unhealthy ones, though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you.
So you know what? I would say, if you don't want to repeat the same cycle that you repeated last year in this season, I would suggest that you recognize the weakness in your own life. You know, recognize the weakness, recognize what comes up on you when you get into depression, and who you call and who house you go over, and what friends do you talk to, you know, because I mean, and then it's not just relationships. It's even parenting. You know, when we were young, we got, you know, taken away from my mom young, you know, and in that cycle, in order for that cycle to not repeat itself, it was a stronghold that was against my family. You know what I'm saying? On my mom's side, like, why is it that, you know, we, every woman is, you know, constantly having issues with their children to where, you know, we choose the streets. And in order for, you know, me or my sister, you know, not to repeat that cycle, we have to recognize that it was a cycle. We have to destroy it from the root. You know what I'm saying? Like the abusive that we went through as children, we have to realize that, you know, because of this happening, we ain't about to live. We're not about to repeat that same lifestyle. Mm-hmm. We don't have to repeat those same habits because this is the result. You know what I'm saying? You understand when you recognize the results of your actions, then it's better for you to address things differently. You know what I'm saying? It will be better, you know, when you realize it, you know, when you realize it. I'm not saying like, you know, stay blind, but realize it. Understand, like, ask God for discernment. If anything else, ask God for discernment. Like, ask God, like, Lord, why I keep going through this with my children?
Come on, you know, amen.
Why I keep having the same situations, like, you know what I'm saying, with my husband or my boyfriend, like, or, you know what I'm saying, it's not a relationship. Why I keep going through the same thing on my job? You know what I'm saying? Like, why I can't get elevated? You know what I mean? Like, why I still can't take students in college? Why I keep taking this test over and over again? You know what I'm saying? What habits do you have, you know, or what is it inside of you that keep attracting the same situation over and over again?
Right.
Yeah. All right, Gloria.
Gloria, preach that thing. I'm talking about, look.
Okay.
I was like, okay, this show is done.
Because
it's the truth. Taking responsibility for where you are.
Right.
Taking responsibility for your actions. Taking responsibility for the patterns that are happening in your life.
You know?
I think one of the hardest things that for people to do is to take responsibility, because it's so easy to blame somebody else. Oh, I'm like this because of my mama. Oh, I'm like this.
Yes.
But you're 50 years old. How long are you going to, you know what I'm saying? My thing is, I'm not a pity party type person. You know, I'm not a pity party type person. So when you come to me, come with some thoughts and ideas so we can get a action, you know, a plan or something or whatever. I'm not the pity party type. So, okay, this happened in your life. I'm not telling you to forget it. By all means, don't forget it. You know what I'm saying? But what do you want to do now? Like, where are you trying to go now? This has happened. It was a horrible thing. It was totally messed up. So what are your next steps? What are you hoping to do now? This happened. What do you want to do?
Yeah,
you know, and that's the kind of friend that I am, or whatever. So all my friends know that if the pity party is what you want, don't call me.
Don't call me.
I mean, I can't do a pity party. I'll pray for you. You know, I feel bad for you. So what now? You know, these are things that happen in your life, especially as a child, you had no control over.
Right.
You know, but you're 50 now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? This is your life now. Look, you have control over that thing.
Like I say, we can read now.
Yes. You know, or whatever. So, let's work this thing.
Yeah.
Come up with some things to try, you know. Mm-hmm.
Rita, you want to say something? We got a minute left. You want to say something?
Yeah, I just want to say what Gloria was saying about the repeated cycle. Some things become generational curses. It goes from one generation to the next, and somebody has to recognize that generational curse, because it you know, and it can be anything. Like, if your mom dealt with it, your grandmother dealt with it, your great-great-grandmother dealt with it, and it becomes a cycle. So you have to, And when you recognize that it has to stop with somebody, you got to say, hey, Mom, that generational curse stops with me. This with will me. Not go to my children. This will not, you know, that's because it. Not, it become a cycle and it go from generation to generation to generation until somebody say, hey, wait a minute. This got to stop. So it's a blessing when you're able to recognize it and be like, okay, yeah. Wait a minute. Something's not right. This here is going to stop with me. And right. So and then you just have to pray and ask God to give you the strength. It's not because the force is going to come against you. That's true enough. They're mm-hmm. going to come. But you got to be strong enough to fight against it. So right. The cycle will continue.
Right.
So, ooh, boy, y'all own it. Y'all own it today. You own it today because the main thing that we want to do is give you some tools to heal, you know, and let you know that it's all right to heal. It's all right to be different. See, sometimes we don't want to be different from our family because our family are sort of saying, oh, you think you're better than us, you know, but this is what I want to say to you. Mm-hmm. It's not that you're better than them. It's just that God has given you the key. God has given you the key. Okay. And you can go back and give it to your family. But somebody, exactly. Like you said, somebody got to stop the cycle. Somebody has to do it, okay? You know, if you're a young man and you know your daddy beat on your mama, now you beating on your wife. Listen. You don't have to. You don't have to be your father. It's so many men out here that you can talk to and they can show you an example. They can show you. See, that's one thing that we don't like doing either. We don't like to be vulnerable to other people. But sometimes you need to do that before you ruin your life for real. Okay. For real. You know,
Have a life for real, hitting on
for
the wrong.
Because okay. You're going to put your hands on the wrong one.
On the wrong one.
Yeah.
Y'all remember that song? Because when a woman's fed up. Let me talk. But I'm gonna just punch y'all in the face with this. And same thing for you women that beat on your husband, that beat on your
boyfriend, yes.
That cuss them out in public, that humiliate them, and they trying their best to be a good man to you. I just want to help you. You need to heal, honey. You need to heal. It's not because we have made so many excuses for our attitude. We mad because our daddy didn't do this. We mad because our mama left us. So soon everybody that comes close to us, we want to destroy them. That's male or female.
Yeah. But you're 30 years old now.
Come
you
on, we're 30 now. We three now.
I just said, you're 30 years old now. So what else you going to do? You see, this is not working.
Keisha,
you know,
Keisha. Huh? Well, I think the issue is people never deal with the problem. You're gonna have a birthday every year, regardless. You're gonna get older.
Okay, which one of them birthdays are you gonna wake up and realize that this is not working for me? I'm doing the same thing or whatever. Like, how many times you have to bump your head? And instead of bumping it on a wooden wall or a piece of sheetrock, do you need to run up against a concrete barrier? You know, at what point did your head get bumped enough for you to realize?
Right.
You know, when I was a child, I thought as a child, at some point, you have problems or whatever and things, you ought to want to try to, you know, at some point, you know, you can't keep blaming it on your mama.
Yeah, you can't
get daddy and how you came up. It was horrible. Yes. It was horrible that you were evicted from your house and could only grab what you could get in your hands, right? But that don't have to be you now. It does not have to be you now.
It don't have to be the end of the story. It's not the end
That's
of the story.
Right. You do not have to be.
It's
and if
crazy.
You beat up on a men or whatever. Women, we need more than breath and britches. You need more than a hot breath laying next to you. And two legs to put pants on. I'm just saying, I'm gonna put that out there. You are not a punching bag. Okay. And come you on. Do not deserve to be punched on like that. Love may hurt your heart because it goes away. But if you have the physical pain from a relationship, it is not right. Not from a woman doing it to a man, not from come a man on. Doing it to a woman.
Yes.
Love should not be a physical hurt, and it should not be a mental hurt. If you met me and I weighed 300 pounds, okay, and 2 years later I still weigh 200, 300 pounds, I don't want to hear about my fat behind. Exactly. My behind was fat when you met it.
When you met
it. It ain't trying to do nothing different because it wasn't doing nothing different before you met me at 300 pounds.
And you better keep wrapping your arms right on around this. You understand me? Or move around. I ain't got time for
That's a mental thing, you know, whatever. This little fat nose has been a part of me all my life. It ain't going nowhere. It was fat when you met it. It ain't trying to do nothing else.
Love it.
I'm not trying to make it do nothing else. You know, so 3 years, 5 years into the thing, I don't want to hear about my fat nose because it ain't fake.
It ain't,
you know,
come
so that's a mental part of it. It starts real little before it graduates. You know, so when it first started, that's your red flag. That's your red flag. Do something else.
Right. Well, ladies, we have had a wonderful show.
Yes.
So we're gonna give everybody the opportunity to sign off. Go ahead, Glory, sign off for us today.
Well, I just want to say I love you guys. I thank y'all so much for whoever get a chance to watch. I appreciate you taking the time to watch this show. I'm so grateful for the opportunity for us to come together as women. Today, I just want to tell you, you don't have to repeat that cycle. The cycle does not belong to you. I counsel the cycle of the enemy off of your life. I command your spirit to come in discernment, to speak life to the cycle, and the cycle don't kill you. So in Jesus' name, be blessed.
All right, Keisha.
I just want to tell anybody that is listening today, if you've never heard it before, you are enough. You are exactly what God created you to be, and don't let nobody try to tell you anything different. You are wonderful and wondrously made, and you should walk in that light.
Yes.
That's all I have to say. See you next week, 10 o'clock, same time. Same day.
Y'all doing so much for me. Go ahead, Rita.
Yes.
Say thank you all for joining us today. I hope in some form or fashion that you were empowered, inspired. We will be here next Wednesday at 10 a.m. Have a blessed day.
Yes, all right.
Final thought. Don't make somebody else's issue your issue. Let people keep their issues. We love you. Remember, stay true to your gospel soul.
Holding on. Better believe I'm holding on, Queen Jackie. Holding on. You better believe I'm holding on. Holding on. You better believe I'm holding on. You better believe I